Professional wrestling, like real life, is full of surprises. Hi, everyone. It's Freddie Prinze Jr. And it's no surprise I can talk wrestling all day, any day. Kind of like how State Farm agents can talk insurance and help you choose the right coverage. When it comes to important insurance decisions, let State Farm support you with the coverage you need backed with 24/7 support. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
Ladies and gentlemen, are you ready? Shit's about to hit the fan. Welcome to Unsanctioned Thursdays on Wrestling with Freddie.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to a brand new episode of Unsanctioned Thursdays. No electric guitar today because we're continuing the Wrestling with Friends Trivia Challenge AEW edition. This episode is on Unsanctioned Thursdays because they have a wee bit less history than WWE. Let's start the show with moderator Alex, Jeff Dye, and Freddie.
What's up, boys?
Hello, gentlemen. How are you, sir?
I'm feeling good, man. I'm ready to freaking take this trophy home, dude.
I've stepped up my studying all week preparing for this one, and I predict a perfect score from me, sir, which means you cannot win under any circumstances. If this was the Continental Classic, the best you could hope for is 1 point in a draw.
That seems pretty aggressive. I was about to wish you good luck, and then you came at me like that, you know?
That's right. It's my only strategy.
Well, yesterday there was a couple hiccups, but I think Jeff's going to redeem himself here.
I love AEW. Oh, it's weird that AEW's been around.
Alex picks you.
As long as it's been around. You know, does that
make
sense?
With the first question, who was known as the Phenom in WWE?
Undertaker. Undertaker. The Undertaker. I'll never get that wrong ever again.
Taker.
All right.
Sir.
You guys are ready? Here we go.
Oh, yeah.
I believe so, if you are.
Yeah. So let's start off with
brief history. What is it? 5 years now? Five years?
5 years. Yeah. They've made an impact.
You know? Yeah. In 5 years. That's crazy. I mean, how long did WCW even last?
5 years.
Yeah, so they're already, you know, doing exactly.
And they have the record in Europe with their Wembley show, too. I mean, it might get broken next year by WWE, but still, they kicked ass.
Pretty impressive.
Let's do this, y'all.
Well, we'll start with the winner of yesterday's episode, Freddie Prinze of the Junior. We'll start with this. Who is the inaugural AEW World Champion?
Crap. Okay, I didn't watch AEW in the very beginning, and I've been very public about this on the podcast. I had to play catch up. I've heard a lot of praise for Kenny Omega, so it could have been Kenny. It also could have been Jericho, but there was also that match that Cody Rhodes had at what I think was like a pay-per-view that they called All In California, here in California. And he like held his father's championship. So I don't know if that's the AEW one or if it's Kenny. I want to say Kenneth Omega, but I'm going to say Cody Rhodes. Final answer.
Nope. I'm sorry, Freddie. It was not Cody Rhodes.
Damn it.
You did go deep. Here we go. He had enough time to Google this, I think.
I didn't Google it. No, I'm texting. I know this answer. I know it because I watched it when AEW first came out. All my little comedy buddies are going, you got to see this new wrestling. You got to see this new wrestling. And we actually talked about him last week. You got a real layup of a question last week. And it was Chris Jericho was the
first. Damn it.
Yeah, the first champ.
Damn it. Son of a bitch.
There it goes.
I overthought it.
Well, yeah.
When you said it, I was like, oh, boy.
Sucks.
You were close.
Right, continue. Go ask Jeff your stupid question.
Here we go, Jeff. Jeff, what is the name of AEW's weekly television show that airs on TBS?
It is AEW's, I don't know. Which one is the Thursday?
Thursday. That's TNA, baby.
Well, no, what you just said?
Friday.
Oh, Fridays.
No, AEW. I never mentioned. I never mentioned.
I'm giving you
a
hint.
Oh, you didn't mention the day?
No.
I don't know. Should I just guess?
You can throw a guess out there. Yeah, why not?
Is it? I just call it AEW. I would watch every fucking week and I just call it what it is. I don't know. I don't know what it's called.
All right. All good. We'll move it off to Freddie. Freddie.
I'm pretty sure I record Collision off of TBS. So Collision, final answer.
Oh, I know what it's called.
No.
No, I know what it's called.
It's Dynamite.
No, it is Dynamite. Yeah, you confuse them. TBS,
I overthought it again.
TBS does have it on its own.
We just said it, though. Too. Dynamite. We were just talking about in the freaking... I just call it AEW. Right. Like, I'm watching AEW.
Don't self-punish.
Yeah,
don't
Freddie. Self-punish. Freddie, here's a chance for you to redeem yourself.
Fortunately, this question's worth 3 points.
Yes. Who is known as Le Champion in AEW?
Oh, this is a tribute to Canada. Le Champion is also Mr. Chris Jericho. He's had a million different names. The Ocho and Le Champion was the one where it was the bubbly. Have a little bit of the bubbly. Le Champion, Chris Jericho, final answer.
Bing, 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 bing. The man, he redeemed himself after the first question. This is great.
Let's crush it. All
right.
Let's go.
Jeff, you'll know this one. This AEW wrestler was known as the American Nightmare.
Oh, yes. And I think he's still going by that moniker, which I love. One of the best wrestlers that's ever been in the game.
Don't even trash him. Don't even try to Mike Tyson him like that. Don't even. I love Cody, and I won't stand for any slander.
It's Cody.
No slander whatsoever. That's right, it is. Son of a bitch.
Bing, 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 bing. Jeff got it. Jeff, you redeemed yourself quite well after that phenom. Freddie, this one's great. These are all going to Freddie. I don't understand why I'm flip-flopping here. What is the name of Chris Jericho's last faction in AEW? Which would be the latest one, too.
Okay. There was Les Sex Gods, which is my favorite because it's the worst name ever for any team in the history of wrestling. But I believe it is the Jericho Appreciation Society, I think, because that's the faction. The tag team of the Golden Jets was a tag team, not a faction. So I'm going with the Jericho Appreciation Society, and I'm hoping I didn't overthink it.
No, you didn't. You did great. Good job.
Let's go.
I thought it was a trick question. I thought it was Golden Jets. I thought it was a trick question. I would have answered that.
I thought I was going to step in poo-poo.
The good thing is that that's a tag team, wasn't a faction. So
right, but I would have, if that had been mine, I'd have been like, oh, the Golden Jets, and then I'd have been wrong, and then Freddie could have had the steal.
That one was rough. That one was rough.
Jeff, I'm going to throw this one at you. What was the name of the pay-per-view that AEW set the all-attendance record?
Oh, was it all? It's the one I was most obsessed with. I gave it the pay-per-view of the year at our awards. Was it All Out?
Sorry, Jeff. All Out was in Chicago the day after. Or the week after, I should say.
Was? Yeah. So, was it All In?
Freddie, unanimously.
Sorry, bro.
Forget what it was called.
I feel bad on
takes
that
one. Here you go.
Sorry, dude.
What was it called?
All In.
Oh, that's what it was?
Yeah, that's why I felt so bad when you said All Out. Because I was like, was it All In or All Out?
Damn
I
think it.
We're going quick here, friends. We only got a few more questions here.
Okay.
All right. Freddie, who is known as the cleaner in AEW?
Holy shit.
You've seen his entrance before. I will give you a hint, but cleaner. Jeff would probably be mad at me.
No hints. I mean, I know who I want to say, but I don't think I'm right. Man, the clean, and I've heard them say it too. This is what happens when you watch AEW while you cook dinner for your family.
It's not as obvious as the Phenom.
I'm gonna say.
I'll give you a hint, Freddie. I'll give you a hint that is his first name is initials.
Nah, dude. The cleaner, man. I don't know. I got no guess. I'll say Claudio Castagnoli.
No, that was a good guess though.
You said his name earlier on the program. It's Kenny Omega.
The cleaner.
Kenny. When Freddie,
that's oh,
the girls when come Freddie out with the brooms.
Finds out about Kenny this guy. Omega. When Freddie finds out about Kenny Omega, he's going to be a big fan.
Yeah.
I'm all look, he already grabbed me just me seeing what he's done in the last since he came back from injury.
He's
but
so
I had
good.
Never seen him before that long layoff that he took. So I'm still getting hip to him, but yes, I've heard him called that and I should have known. Curse me, a pox on my house.
It's all good. It's all good. Jeff, this one's for you. Which wrestler in AEW is also recognized as the Bastard?
The Bastard?
I see Freddie knows. Freddie knows immediately. Look at that.
Your boy knows this one.
The Bastard.
Yeah, buddy.
It's not MJF.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it is MJF. No, he's our scumbag.
He's our scumbag.
Yeah. Not
what else
bastard.
You got, buddy?
You're not Bastard.
It just rolls, bastard. Too. Freddie knows it already.
What is the so who would the bastard be? I don't know.
That's right, you don't.
All right, Freddie, go ahead.
It's one syllable, buddy. One syllable.
Did he used to be
need.
In WWE?
He sure as hell did. Yep. And he's British and they call him Pac.
There he is. X-Pac. I was gonna say
the Pac.
Sorry for the pop on that P.
There was none. That was great.
What was his name in WWE? Neville.
Neville.
That's who I was thinking of. Gosh.
Mighty Mouse. That was the gimmick that they tried to give him, like a superhero.
Dude, that guy's jacked.
He's so good. I don't understand why he's not more famous.
I think he's been injured for a while.
He was.
So it's hard to get him on TV.
Yeah.
As an actor, a producer, and a proud Latino father, my days can get very busy, which is why I make sure to dedicate time to what's important. Like supporting my community through my work, sharing my Colombian and Venezuelan culture, and being present for my family, which is everything to me. Hey everyone, it's Wilmer Valderrama, and we're reflecting on what matters most. I start by giving thanks for good support in my life whenever I need to make the big decisions. How about you? If it's insurance you need, State Farm is there to help you choose the right coverage for you. And State Farm offers great support 24/7. Just call an agent. State Farm is also a big supporter of My Cultura podcast network by helping to share our Latinx voices. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Listen to new episodes of your favorite My Cultura shows wherever you get your podcasts.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Here's one for Freddie. What is the name of the annual AEW pay-per-view event that takes place at the end of August into September?
Oh, dude, I'm not gonna know, man. Son of a bitch. These damn pay-per-views. I know
four, they
on
only
Bleacher
have four.
Report.
So
yeah,
think about
no,
that.
I just can't remember the names of them. They haven't had them long enough for them to be like a household name in my head. All right, so there's – I don't even remember the one.
Go with your gut.
Seattle. It's not All In because we already had All In. I don't know. The only ones I can remember off the top of my head are All In and All Out, and I don't even think All Out.
Wait, what's the season? What's the question? What's like what time
what
of
is
year?
The paper? What is the pay-per-view, the annual pay-per-view that takes place at the end of August into September?
It's on you, Jeff. I
mean, I don't know the seasons of when they do this shit. Is it Full Gear?
There's only four pay-per-views.
Is the one we just did.
Full Gear.
Nice. The one we just
Which did. One? What'd you say?
Full Gear.
He said Full Gear.
No, it's actually All Out. You had it.
I had it earlier.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I don't know the seasons of them. I just know. I don't even know my seasons.
Bad Freddy.
Wembley Stadium one is All In. And then that rolls right to All Out.
I got you. Yeah, I get it. We're dumb.
I couldn't even name the one, the episode that I watch every Friday. I just called it AEW.
Rampage.
You know why I know Raw and SmackDown? Because it's been on for 40 years.
For 35, yeah.
Exactly.
All right, we're gearing down here. Lightning round time. Who, and this is for Jeff, who was the first ever AEW Women's World Champion?
Britt Baker.
No.
Still?
Yeah, go ahead, Fred.
Sheeta, Holy Sheeta.
No. Damn. Riho.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
She's the super teeny one.
Yes.
Got you.
She was our very first champion.
Just Riho, or was it like Riho Lee or something?
No, just Riho. That's what they called it. Yeah.
Riho.
Riho.
All right. My turn. Yes. Lightning round.
Which AEW wrestler's finishing move is called the Buckshot Lariat?
This is a guy that Jeff likes a lot. I haven't connected with his character, but I believe his name is the Hangman Adam Page.
There you go.
Hangman.
There Almost you go. A cowboy. Page.
And some of these are hard because they happened 5 years ago. You know, we're watching 400 episodes of wrestling per week. Jeff, who is known as the Spanish God?
The Spanish God. Just a sec, let me look it up here.
Jerk.
Just kidding. I don't know who the Spanish God is.
Freddie?
You know who does know Daniel who the Garcia? Spanish God is? No, Sammy Guevara's father.
Oh,
knows.
That's...
Sammy Guevara,
that's who it is.
Golf
Freddie took it.
That was a steal right there, baby.
Twice. Freddie, can you name, Freddie, who were, when it first started, AEW first started, who were the EVPs?
The Young Bucks, Kenny Omega, and Cody Rhodes.
Bing, bing.
That's my answer.
Look at that.
Let's go. It. That's correct. That's
yeah.
Let's go.
Wow. You got them all, too. That's great.
Team Supreme.
Also, what are the Young Bucks' names?
Matt Buck and Nick Buck.
Yeah. You got it. Yeah. I don't know if that is Jackson, but Buck was out.
Jackson. Yeah. They're Bucks. They're both Bucks.
Jeff, what is the wrestler's name that comes out to Wild Thing?
Wild Thing.
The song Wild Thing. And it's not Charlie Sheen.
Which I wish it was.
Only three more questions left. You can make a comeback here.
I'm pressured. I'm trying to remember who that is.
You can't sing the song either because it's copyright protected. So you can't even do it to help you remember.
I keep wanting to say, this is another Jeff Dye problem. My brain is so stuck in old child trauma. It's not freaking Dean Ambrose. What's his name?
Oh, no.
You know what I'm saying? It's like, I know I'm picturing this stupid idiot right now. It's, God, he just had a match. He just had a match where he...
Think about the announcer.
In
the
tournament. Oh, John Moxley. It's John Moxley.
There you go, dude. Gosh, dang it.
Freddie, super easy. Which former WWE wrestler joined AEW under the name Miro?
Rusev. Crash.
Love Rusev.
Bing, bing, bing.
He said he'd be on our podcast, too. I don't know if I told you guys that. He said if we want to
Yeah, you did.
Oh, snap.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's right. We got to reach out.
Hey, season 4, baby. Let's go. Freddie?
No, Jeff. I just did.
No, I'm saying you're kind of crushing him again. I feel bad. I was trying to give
nice.
Him, I was trying to give him points. Terror. Jeff, you only got two more questions left. Here we go.
This one's worth 10 points.
Yeah, ooh.
Which legendary wrestling commentator serves as part of the AEW commentary team?
Well, it's Taz. Is that who you're thinking of, or are you thinking of Shivani?
Well, there's one of them. No, this is
a wrestler?
Former WWE talent.
Oh, former WWE talent is the broadcaster of AEW.
Yep. And talent, I don't mean wrestler. It could be pretty much anybody there.
I don't understand
this
question.
He's called millions of matches in WWE. I'll give you that.
And he's a wrestler, or he used to work
at he's a commentator.
Oh,
commentator.
Jim Ross.
There we go. That one was worth 10, so let's give him 10 points there.
Flobber knocker.
Yeah. 10 puntos.
All right, here we go.
I was confused about the question.
The last one towards Freddie. Freddie, do you only get 1 point because you said?
No, this one's worth a lot. Okay. This one, unfortunately, Jeff, is worth a lot for me.
Okay, this one's worth 20 for Freddie.
These rules.
Let's see if he gets it.
That's right. It's a continental classic.
These rules are like wrestling. It's just, you know, there's no rules.
That's right.
What was the name of the very first TNT champion?
Okay. I think it was Cody, but... Oh, man. I know Sammy had it too, though. And I know they had a big match later on. I'm going to say Cody Rhodes, final answer.
Wow. Ding,
ding, ding. That's correct.
Ding, ding, ding.
Did we get it?
The second you said Cody Rhodes, I was like, he got it.
Wow.
Yeah.
Nice. Okay, here we go. I'm gonna let Jeff Dye redeem himself. Who was the second? He was a big deal. And unfortunately.
He was kind of a big deal.
You know it, Freddie?
No, I was just joking.
Oh. I'm trying to think of who all's been the champion.
I'll give you a hint. Unfortunately, he's not with us anymore.
Oh my God. That's a big hint.
And he was also part of the stable in which another person passed away.
John, what's his name? John, the guy who was with in Bray Wyatt's
Brody
family.
Lee.
Brody Lee.
That's
Brody
right.
Lee. That was the second was one. He was the one that kind of like elevated that title.
Rest in peace, homeboy.
All right, boys. Unfortunately, right, Freddie took this one as well with a 20-point lead. Jeff, I am so sorry. You had a total of 14 points while Freddie had a total of 30.
It's always Freddie. You know, it's Freddie's show. It's
Freddie's
we
could round that up to 40.
Want
to
go see
okay,
Freddie?
Okay, 40.
Up to 40. Movie. It's the Freddie. It's always Freddie.
Yo, when I had a sitcom, you know what they called it?
The Freddie Show.
Freddie. That was as creative as they
could. It's your world, Freddie, and we're just happy to be living in it, baby.
I appreciate that very much, and we appreciate all of you. We'll see you again very soon, as we always do. On behalf of Jeff, I'm Freddie Prinz.
Peace. Yeah.
This has been a production of iHeart's My Cultura Podcast Network. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
What the world needs now is positivity. Connecting, relating, and being human together is where it's at. Hi there, Honey German, and I know life happens, but trust, you got this. And State Farm got us. It feels good knowing that State Farm agents are there to help you choose the right coverage with great support 24/7. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.